poll, 74% of California voters reject children's transgender medical treatments. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 7, 2020. A poll released Friday found a large majority of California likely voters reject the type of gender identity policies that would allow minor children access to transgender medical treatments such as hormone drugs and surgeries. The poll, conducted by SPRY Strategies and sponsored by the Women's Liberation Front, found 74% of likely California voters oppose policies that allow children who claim to be transgender to receive hormone and surgical treatments that could render them sterile. The survey also asked for California voters' responses to two recent pieces of legislation. AB 2218, which would establish a taxpayer-subsidized equity fund that could be used for transgender medical interventions and surgeries, many of which are known to cause sterility. And SB 132, which would allow biological male prisoners to demand placement in women's prisons. The California legislature approved both bills and they now await the signature of Governor Gavin Newsom, D. According to the poll, however, 63% of likely voters disapprove of AB 2218 and the establishment of a taxpayer-subsidized transgender wellness fund. Regarding SB 132, 46% disagree with allowing men to demand to be placed in women's prisons, and another 15% were unsure of their view. While we're disappointed that even 38% of Californians support the idea of putting male inmates in women's prisons, these polling results demonstrate that a majority of voters largely support policies that are based on an accurate recognition of biological sex, Natasha Chart, board chair of the Women's Liberation Front, said in a statement. The policies being pushed by gender extremists cut against the majority opinions of likely voters, she said. They should stop trying to win this debate by falsely describing themselves as representing the popular will. The poll was conducted August 29 to September 1, among a random sample of 600 likely voters, and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Results of the survey come soon after American Principles Project, APP. And SPRY Strategies released a poll that sought Michigan voters' responses to the Democrat Party's strong approval of transgender policies. According to that poll, 79% of Michigan voters opposed allowing children under the age of 18 who claim to identify as transgender to undergo sex change surgeries or hormone treatments. In addition, 78% of Michigan voters opposed allowing biological males who claim to identify as transgender to compete in women's sports. Terry Schilling, APP executive director, said, in the wake of the Democratic National Convention last month, Joe Biden's platform is clearly more radical than ever. Biden and his fellow Democrats have pledged to use the power of the federal government to destroy women's sports and push young children into highly experimental and dangerous sex change procedures, Schilling added. These are positions which the vast majority of American voters disagree with. And yet Democrats are rarely called out on it, getting a free pass from the media and even Republicans.